Understand, your enemy is defeated. There are no go zones. Let me do a little small demonstration, if I may. May I get about five people just in a little circle? Just five, come up real quick and stand in a little circle. Now Jesus says, cross over to the other side. There's something on the other side. There's a whole nother realm, a whole nother reality that awaits you. And I say that to you tonight. There's a whole nother reality when you cross over. If you continue to read that story, it's an amazing story of what happens when they crossed over. First, the storm came to make them fearful. And because their minds were not renewed, the storm made them fearful, even though the Lord had released the word cross over. And so they were fearful. They woke the Lord. The Lord rebuked the storm, and they arrived at the other side. Their mind still was not renewed. See, they were still living in the boundary, their heart, they were living in the boundaries of who they were. Tell somebody, thank God for Jesus. Now imagine if Jesus in person hadn't been with them. Legion would have killed them. But Jesus being there with them, when they crossed over, now here was the dilemma. And here's your dilemma a lot of times, most of the time. This is what you call warfare, or what you experience as warfare, or attacks from the devil. Which is kind of, I'm going to say, it's kind of off because the devil is defeated. But where the attacks lie are here. If it's a finished work and the Lord has finished it already, if we lay hold of it in our heart and release the grace for it, we will have exactly what God says. But the problem is when you cross over, many times you're thinking you are still in the boundaries of who you were when you left the shore. Because you were fearful there and you were in awe. What manner of man is this that the wind and the sea obey him? Okay, now you cross over and here's legion. You're crossing over into a no-go zone. In other words, you are going over into a place you've never been before. And God is taking you there. To take the spoils, to enjoy what he has there for you. But your mind hasn't changed. So when you step over in there and all those enemies are there, even though God has already defeated them, your thinking hasn't changed. And so you are confined with who you are. You still got fear. You still can't see yourself prospering. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just throwing that out there. You don't see yourself blessed. You still trying to get blessed. You don't see that God has already done it. You're still trying to figure out how is God going to do this. Come on, there's a world of difference. See, when you walk in faith righteousness, you are releasing the grace. In other words, before Jesus got over there, he already knew that they would arrive. I don't care what kind of storm it is. What happens, I release my word and my word won't return void. So when he got there, thank God Jesus was with him because the devil came running out. Because they had come into a no-go zone. In other words, they were about to pass a way that they'd never gone before. I prophesy to you tonight. Get ready. When I say get ready, get your mind ready. Because God's getting ready to take you into things you've never experienced before. A grace you've never tasted before. An abundance you never even realized. And it's not going to take a long time. But see, when they crossed over, like the spies in the Old Testament, their mind wasn't ready. And so when they got there, all those spirits begin to attack. We're not able. We saw giants. All the people were giants. The land is eating up everybody. We can't go over. And they just represent all those spirits when you cross over. But see, when Jesus crossed over, he was ready. He said, what is your name? In one point of scripture, he said, Legion, for we are many. And what did he do? He freed him up. Come on, tell somebody, get ready to cross over into a way and into a place you've never been. Are you ready? Come on, ask somebody, can you stand for God to bless you like he's going to bless you? Come on. See, somebody's warfare is over. Somebody's mind has finally gotten made up. Somebody has finally come into faith rest. You are no longer idolizing stuff or worrying. Worrying about how people are going to treat you. Worrying about whether somebody's going to give you opportunity. Worrying about somebody going to be in your corner. Worrying about if somebody going to oppose you. Forget all of that. If God be for you, which he is, then who can stand against you? He's already gone before you. He just needs you to bust some moves. Take some steps. Walk in faith and trust him. He's already got your provision. He's going to show you where the good gold is. You're going to be blessed be more than those that gone before you. Amen. You're going to be more blessed than your teachers. Those that mentored you. Those that taught you your trade. Those that showed you the ropes. You're going to surpass them. Oh, I'm here to prophesy to you tonight. It's not a matter of what the devil's up to. He's defeated. Jesus defeated him and every demon. It's a matter of how you think now. Can you see yourself? I'm not talking about just getting glimpses. I'm talking about like a ball player psychs themselves out before a game. Been there chewing on glass and busting lockers and roar. You don't want to get in any way on the field. Huh? Are you psyched out? I said, are you psyched out? Look at somebody tell me, I'm psyched out. God done psyched me out. You ought to be able to smell the promised land. You ought to be able to hear sounds over in the promised land. You ought to get goosebumps every now and then about your promised land. You ought to see glimpses of glory in your promised land. You ought to be able to walk over in there and image yourself in your promised land because it's already done. It's already a done deal. Come on, somebody shout, game over. See, game is over because my mind has come into the territory. My mind has entered that realm now. See, my heart was there, but there was a warfare. And because my mind wasn't right, my mind was struggling. The enemy had access to my mind to send imaginations, to depress, to discourage, to distract. But oh, now my mind has gotten fixed. My mind has been made up. Hallelujah. What used to distract me ain't a distraction no more. What used to discourage can't discourage me anymore. Come on, tell somebody, my mind is fixed. My heart is fixed. Game over. Oh, it's somebody's time. It's somebody's time. See, your heart can only function. Your heart can only function within the boundaries of who you are or who you see yourself to be. I was like, you got to psych yourself out. And I mean in a good way. You got to see you as God is seeing you. Because God's seeing you blessed. Come on, God's seeing you in your promised land. God is seeing you the head and not the tail. God is seeing you above and not beneath. God is seeing you as the lender. I don't care. Tell somebody, I don't care. Come on, look at somebody else, tell them, I don't care. I said, God is seeing you as the lender and not the borrower. I don't care. Don't tell me. I don't care. God can turn this thing around tomorrow. By this time tomorrow, something could happen. Something could break. Something could come your way. You could meet somebody that'll change your life. God will do something that you didn't expect by tomorrow. But right now, he wants you in faith. He wants you walking like you know that it's already done. Giving like you've already received. Singing like you know the song. Hello. Praising like it's already been done. Not holding back. Giving it all to him. Tell somebody, you better ask somebody. If you don't know, the word is what defines you. I say the word of God defines you, not your circumstances, not somebody else, not even your intellect, your limited intellect, not your experience. Your experiences don't define you. I'm a child of God. I might have been through hell, but I'm a child of God. I might have fallen, but I'm a child of God. I might not be the best at anything, but I'm a child of God. I may not measure up with you, but I'm a child of God. I'm royal. I'm an ambassador. I'm a representative. I'm a citizen of a kingdom that cannot be shaken, that cannot be destroyed, wherein there is no lack. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no contention. There is no strife. There's no depression. That's the kingdom I belong to. Your heart can only function. Your heart. And see, your heart determines the measure of grace that flows out of your life. See, if your heart is twisted. See, when you're saved, your heart's been renewed. It's the mind. When we enter these new territories, I don't care how it's like, you know, it seems like at times all hell tries to break loose. You know what? That's a result of how you think. That environment has access to some thinking that is not kingdom, that is not renewed. You are functioning in who you are, and your thinking has to change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The enemy is already defeated. But in order for me to enter that territory, I got to change how I think. It's not a matter of driving the devil out. The Lord took care of him. I just got to change how I think so I can possess.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 41 of our Mega Grace series, By Grace Through Faith. Your heart can only function within the boundary of who you are, not who you want to become. Sometimes we are delusional trying to function in what we want to become, but our hearts don't function in that realm of what we want to become. It functions in the realm of who we are right now. In reality, you are already who you want to be in Christ. There's another no-go zone the enemy has been keeping you out of. God took his authority and gave it to the church. If you don't function in who you are in Christ, you will be functioning in those limited boundaries. This is where the warfare lies. God has given you a promise. Stand on that promise and watch it manifest.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.